welcome to this week's lesson. You know, if you've been struggling with weight for any period of time, the biggest challenge that you have is not your body releasing the weight when you eat well or staying on track or fighting cravings. The biggest challenge is believing that you can be a different person, okay? It's in thinking of yourself as this new person. That's the biggest challenge because your behaviors and your actions follow your thoughts. Okay, so as you change up your thinking, you're going to automatically begin to change up your behaviors and your actions. And it's a much easier way to do it. Okay, so what I want to do is I want to share with you a technique that is very powerful in changing a lot of the beliefs and the thoughts all at once. Okay, and basically it's this, that you want to ask yourself, what would the thin me do? Right? If you want to use that language. You can say, what would the strong me do? What would the healthy me do? What would the lean me, right? You put the word in that fits right for you, okay? But the idea is this, is that you begin to open yourself up to a new reality in a sense, okay? Because so often, people that have struggled with their weight, they're always in their head saying, oh, you know, well, I'm an overeater, I'm lazy, I'm fat, I'm, you know, can't stick with anything. They're constantly saying these things to themselves. And the things that we believe literally create the reality that we notice, okay? So the way to change this is to begin thinking of ourselves in a new way. And so when you begin asking yourself, what would the thin me do? Let me make a note here. You have to give yourself permission to ask this question and to accept it, all right? This isn't about saying, oh, I'm thin now, okay, and trying to lie to yourself. It's not that. It's like a thought experiment. And you're saying, what would the thin me do right now? Right? What would the healthy me do right now? What decision would it make? What would I notice? How would I think about these things? Okay? Which brings me to a very, very important point. This is essential. When I'm talking about this, I'm not talking about what behaviors would I do only. Okay? What I'm talking about is how would you think? Right? Let me explain the difference here. It's not saying, you know, there's a cake in front of you and you say, what would the thin me do? Well, the thin me wouldn't eat it. But I'll keep thinking about it, right? I'm going to obsess about it. We want to go deeper into it, and this is what I mean. So you say, what would the healthy me do right now? Say, well, I'd look at that cake and I would realize, you know, that it's butter, sugar, you know, flour. It's just going to trigger a lot of the sugar addictions I have. I'm going to overeat it. I'm not going to feel good about myself after I do it. I've been doing really well lately. And I feel good. I wake up in the morning, I feel more refreshed, I'm sleeping better, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? That's part of the difference. Do you see the difference there? You want more depth. Okay? It's not just, oh, I just won't eat that. Okay? That's a mistake people make. And that's what you need to start focusing on this and making this part of you that you go deeper into it. You need to come up with beliefs and ideas about cake, pizza, ice cream, fattening processed foods that allow you to not want them. In the same way that you do this if you're a non-smoker, right? You think about cigarettes and you have beliefs and ideas and perceptions about them that make you not crave them, okay? It's not that you have this willpower. It's not that you just say no. You don't even think about them. You don't even want them, okay? If you're a smoker, if you don't do hardcore drugs, okay? It's not because you're fighting it all the time. It's because you think about it differently. So that's what you can do with food. I promise you. You know, we are constantly being influenced to overlook the truth of what a lot of these fattening processed foods are, okay, so we don't think about them in that way. But what I've found from interviewing a lot of healthy people is that they think about these foods on a core level in a different way, okay? And they think about themselves in a different way. So that's what you want to do with this question. What would the thin me do? What would the healthy me do? And it's going deeper. Because let's face it, right? How are you thinking? Basically, your thoughts are, you make movies and images in your mind, and you talk to yourself, right? Or you hear voices, right? You can hear, you know, a parent's voice, or a friend's voice, or a boss, or a, you know, spouse's voice, okay? And so we're thinking, we're constantly chattering to ourselves all day long. Well, what are those voices saying to us? Do we have a supportive, nurturing, helpful voice? Okay? If you don't, you need to create one, which is what part of this exercise does, okay? So it's really, the deeper you can pretend, right, the more you can go into your imagination and use this, the better it's going to be, the more effective it's going to be. Because what's going to happen is you train this part of yourself. Think of it this way. It's like lifting weights, right? And you're lifting weights, and your muscles are getting stronger. So you go out into the world, and you go and you lift groceries, and those muscles are stronger. It's easier for you to lift the weight, or lift the groceries, okay? Because you did the work already. So it's the same thing here. When you begin doing the exercise of what would the thin me do, you're building up that, you know, kind of neurological muscles, right? You're building up that part of your personality. And what's going to happen is when you get into situations, you go out to dinner, you at the grocery store or somewhere, and you need to make a decision, you want to make a healthy decision, you've worked out that part of you, okay? And so it's stronger. It's more apt to be able to step in and make the decision for you or help you out. Okay? Does that make sense? So in a sense, it's role-playing, it's pretending, but that pretending is doing something real, okay? It's teaching you, it's training you, it's working out that part of you so that it's easier and easier and easier to become that person, okay? And that's the point of all this. And this is essential because a lot of people never do this. They always think about themselves as the fat person, the overweight person, or the overeater, and then they just change their behaviors for a little while, but there's an incongruency, there's a disconnect. Okay? So remember, you want to change from the inside out. You want to become this new person. And when you become this new person, behaviors naturally change. All right? And you can do it very quickly by asking yourself, what would the thin me do? What would the healthy me do? And really think about it for a moment. Take a breath, right? Maybe that's the first thing the healthy you would do. Right? To relax about it. Maybe that's the second thing the thin you would do. Okay? And so that's the idea. You're training yourself. You're teaching yourself. And it's not all about getting it right the first time, okay? But it's about getting in the habit of doing it consistently until it becomes an automatic process to think about yourself as this person. So I'm telling you, as you redefine who you are, everything begins to change, okay? And it happens naturally and it happens permanently, okay? As long as you hold on to that new image of yourself, okay? But this is one of the easiest ways to do it. So use this and practice it as often as possible. Yeah, the more reminders you put, you could put, simple reminders, you could put something on a dashboard, you could put something on a mirror, you could wear a bracelet, a ring, and it could be your thin you, your healthy you reminder. So that every time you do that, you kind of instill and elicit that feeling within yourself and imagine what it would be like to feel that way, right? How would you think? What would you do? All right? So use that, play with it, and I'll talk to you next week.